Marion Harkin, the comments made by Jean-Claude Juncker yesterday are still resonating and getting a lot of coverage. The fact that he described the Parliament as being ridiculous and that it couldn't be taken seriously because so few MEPs turned up to hear the Maltese Prime Minister. Do you think that Mr. Juncker's comments were justified?
The Parliament ran yesterday morning from 9 o'clock until 11:30 last night, and I was still here. Now, does Mr. Juncker expect MEPs to sit in that chamber every minute of the day? I think perhaps what upset him was the fact that we weren't listening to what he had to say. And all I can tell you is when I was leaving last night at 25 to 12, I guarantee you Jean-Claude Juncker was not in this parliament. It is a disgraceful thing for him to say because he doesn't take into consideration the fact that the parliament, as I said, is from 9 in the morning until after 11:30 last night, and it will be the same tonight. So, you know, it is not possible for MEPs to be there all the time. So what is he doing? He's giving the impression that we're doing nothing, basically, that we're slacking off somewhere else. There are meetings scheduled from early morning to late evening here in this parliament. We have to attend some of them. So Juncker was just upset because there wasn't enough people to listen to him. I am frankly disgusted by him, and I believe Juncker owes the Parliament an apology.
But I mean, it was, after all, the Maltese Prime Minister, and it was the review of the Maltese presidency of the EU Council. You know, this is a head of state, and there weren't that many MEPs in the chamber.
Absolutely. But if you look at the work of the Maltese presidency, the work of the Maltese presidency is coordinated in each of the different committees. So when the Maltese ministers came to the parliament, I was in the committees to speak to them about the issues around employment and social affairs. There were meetings in Malta. There were meetings here. So it's not as if the Parliament is abrogating its responsibility for participation in shaping the outcomes of the Maltese presidency. That's the impression that Juncker is giving. From the perspective that it was a head of state, yes, it would have been better if there were more people there. But if that's the way they want to run this parliament, then they have to stop at the same time as the plenary is sitting. They have to stop all of the meetings that run parallel. And secondly, they have to stop running it from 9 o'clock in the morning until 11:30 at night. It was after 11:30 when it finished last night, because no MEP is fit for that as well as to do the rest of their work. So they can't have it every way.